Great story, Deidre, but that can't go on air. Thank you very much to Deidre for another edition of Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6 o'clock. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. Thank you very much to you on this fine Saturday. And the Mascot Wedding Show is coming up right after Kelly Stoltz. All right, my goodness. The time is 6:04 in the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 90.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at OOP.org. Let's try that again. 91.7 FM, KOOP, Hornsby Austin. You are listening to the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is a show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 512-472-5667. Threw me off. Or if you like letters rather than numbers, 472-KOOP. You can send us an email, mascotwedding@gmail.com. You write it. We will read it. And anything said on the show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. Yeah.
Yay. And starting us off on this Saturday edition of the Mascot Wedding Show, as opposed to the other editions of the Mascot Wedding Show, we just heard Kelly Stoltz from his album To Dreamers. That was, I remember, You Were Wild.
That was a good song.
Good song. Good album.
What's the album?
To Dreamers.
Oh, you said that.
Yes. The Store for Lovers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's a concept album.
You know, it's, speaking of The Store for Lovers.
Yes, we always are.
There's actually, is a perfect segue to some filth talk. There's that store, forget what they used to call it, the Pink House.
Right.
There's that place, I think it's now, I believe it's called Candies.
It is Candies, yes.
Off of I-35. And on Candies, it says... girls! Exclamation mark. And then the number 4, and it goes men, like for men. I don't know what goes on there.
Wait a second. So are they appealing to girls like, hey, girls, come on in for your man? Or are they saying, we have girls here for men?
Look, I don't want to get sued.
Could Candies call up, please?
Candies don't never call up Candies. Where's the sign out? There it is. Yeah, like I something's going on there. That's all I'm saying.
Fine, I'll find out.
Something's going on. And so next to it, a couple doors down, I think it used to be a church, but now it is Amazonia Aquariums.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have a sign out front of their business that says, live nude fish. And I gotta say, I don't know if that helps their business. But whoever put up that sign, you, sir or madame, have an amazing sense of humor. Like, to actually, here's the thing, they had that sign printed.
Yeah.
It is like a vinyl sign, and they're hanging up, and they hung it up. You get a mascot wedding salute.
That is awesome.
That is super hilarious. Live nude. Get it, because at the other place, something.
I wonder.
Something's going on.
I wonder if ever, or how often, someone makes the mistake. Like, you know, they pull in, they're drunk or something like that, and they're just like, hey, I saw a live nude on the side. Oh,
with a fish? I can work with it. Yeah,
I'll do it. How are you, Mac?
I'm pretty good. I'm trying to log into our email right now.
Oh, sure.
So if people send some emails. I'm pretty good. I just got back from San Antonio.
Oh.
That's where I've been like the entire week. I haven't been in Austin.
Yeah, Cloud City.
So, yeah, exactly. You know, Bespin. I was picking up some. What did they do in Star Wars? It was a mining colony, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
It was importing, exporting. They dealt with woven baskets and tortilla chips.
That's true. Yes. So, yeah, I've been in San Antonio, and which is my hometown, hanging out with people down there. And last night I went out, because here's the thing. Like, I grew up in SA, but I grew up, like, high school-wise there.
Right.
So, like, I don't know what the adult San Antonio was like.
Yeah.
Like, when people are like, hey, man, I'm in San Antonio, show me a good time. I'm like, cool, let's go to that bowling alley. Let's go to my friend Blair's house. Like, you know, it's
Tuesday. Let's go to Best Buy.
Exactly. Like, oh, Wednesday, New Comics Day. Especially, like, where I live in SA, it's pretty... It used to be out in the middle of nowhere, but now it's completely jam-packed with everything. Like, there's even a draft house over there now.
Oh, there we go.
So I have no reason to ever go downtown. But friend of the show, Sarah...
Okay.
Who went to school down there.
Right.
Was like, hey, she's going to be blah, 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 showing me the ropes.
Okay.
And so it was kind of weird because it's like I'm being shown around my own hometown.
Yeah.
And I guess so. But the other weird thing is like, I'm glad to be back in Austin. because there's not a lot of people in San Antonio that look like me.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm dressed like any sort of Austin scumbag. Okay. I have not shaven. I'm wearing a Western shirt.
Yes.
And
both true.
Yeah. And when I go down to San Antonio and I'm like walking around, I feel like a hobo.
Okay.
Because, you know, the dress, it's not like, you know, shanty hipster town like it is here in Austin.
Right.
And so like, and I'm like walking around like, you know, my family and they're dressed nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, you know, milk is a bad choice. Hey, lady in the red dress. All right. And so last night I'm leaving now and I got an open letter to dudes going out in San Antonio.
Okay, here we go.
Dear dudes going out to bars in San Antonio, cool it with the black shirts.
Aww.
Everyone there was wearing black. Like, I like stood out for, besides my general hoboness, mm-hmm. I was the only one that had any color.
Yeah.
Like, I was wearing, you know, there's like another Western shirt. It was like bright.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, we'd be, you know, walking around, and then, like, I'd spot something that I didn't think was existed.
Uh-huh.
A San Antonio hipster.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're down there somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, and I like spot one. I'd be like, oh, look, that guy looks like me. It's like, it's like the guy with a stupid hat and a mustache. I'm like, hey, brother.
what constitutes a San Antonio hipster? Are they listening to like Def Leppard deep cuts?
They're riding a single gear bike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, but it's funny. Like, I was like, oh, wait, I got to listen to Kiss, like 99.5 Kiss.
Right.
The radio station that I used to listen to growing up, which is awful.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, hard. It's like a lot of Queensryche and Rush.
Yeah. Get the lead out every night at 9.
Yeah. And it's funny because Sarah was like, every time I turn this channel, it's a Rage Against the Machine. Turn it on. You know, sure enough. And I was like, yep,
that's
there it is.
Such a great feeling.
Yeah. And then we switched it over later. It wasn't Rage Against the Machine. It was Audio Slave, though.
Oh, yeah.
Close enough.
Natural progression.
Yep. Let me see. Did I cover all my essay notes? Cool with the black shirts, essay hipsters. Yep. But no, I always like going down to San Antonio. And you know what? Going downtown San Antonio was like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even go next to the Riverwalk, which I heard was like drained. Because it was basically like, instead of a Riverwalk, it's just like an open gutter walk.
Oh, yeah. Let's go down to the gulch in the middle of town.
I'm glad they drained it. That thing's disgusting.
Yeah, they got to get new water in there for
I think that
walk
would be
season.
A good, yeah, fraternity dare to like, got to drink some water from the Riverwalk, man.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, no way. This frat's not worth it.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be of Jim Jones proportions.
I'd rather trade sexual favors with one of the older brothers. That's much safer.
We'll just let you in. Let's do those favors.
So to answer your question, I'm a little tired.
Sure, yeah.
But I'm excited to be on the Mascot Wedding Show again. Yay. This is like the first time, like, oh my God, man. Like, we've had guests on every week.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it was like Christmas, and then it was New Year's Day.
Yeah.
This is the first time it's like, well, mask, you know, just settle down, hunker down.
Right.
Have a good quality MWS.
Yeah. We wanted to make sure we closed out the year on a high note. We didn't F art around with that.
Oh.
I know.
Sorry, I don't know why I like it. Wacky DJs.
So now we're back to business and we're doing a regular show. And it feels good. Yeah, it does.
Does feel good. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I made the mistake of going to the Texas game before the radio show.
Texas basketball game.
That's right. The running cattle, I believe, as opposed to the battle cattle.
Yes. They are basketball equivalent.
That's right. Like the Ramblin' Wreck.
Yep.
Yeah, it was fun, but Texas lost. And word to anybody who hosts a radio show, don't yell for 2 hours right before you do a radio show. Yeah. Like, I started to sort of, about halfway through the second half, I was like, oh, I'm starting to feel a little tickle. I shouldn't be doing this.
And Texas lost to UConn, right?
They did, yes.
Man, who knew those people in Connecticut are so good at playing basketball? All those kids from Connecticut.
Yes, exactly.
Those kids growing up in Connecticut, playing, hooping it up. All those children grew up loving Connecticut basketball.
That's right. The heart of New England, just growing up. Tapping syrup out of the trees and playing basketball.
It's a basketball hotbed.
Yes, it
is. All those Connecticut kids.
I hope this doesn't come out the wrong way. I'm sure it will. I apologize, but then I don't. There were two players on the team whose names cracked me up. The first one was Shabazz Napier.
That sounds like a name played backwards. Shabazz Napier. Yep.
Perfect Connecticut name.
Yep.
And then the other one was, I forget his last name, but Roscoe. There was a Roscoe on the Connecticut basketball team.
Roscoe.
Which is great. I was sort of expecting like an Oscar Gamble type with a giant fro to come out. And that's been awesome.
Who's Oscar Gamble? Besides the guy with the giant afro.
That's all he was known for.
Context clues. I pieced it together.
He was known more for his afro than he was for his athletic ability.
Well, that's probably an awesome basketball player.
Yeah, exactly.
Favorite fictional basketball player? Easy. Coffee Black from Semi-Pro.
That was great. Not the movie, though.
Oh, yeah. No, the movie's not that good. Yeah. Not that good.
Not that grud.
It's my new rating system that involves Gru the Wanderer. Not that grud.
Can I tell you something? I was working in my head overtime to try to associate Gru the Wanderer, and I could not make it work.
Wait, before that? Or was
as soon as you said Grud. Oh, okay. As soon as you said Grud, I was like, how can I bring Gru in?
I didn't know if you were talking about Gorilla Grud.
No.
But that's Gorilla Grodd,
Gorilla
David.
Grodd. Gorilla yes, Grodd. I know.
It's not Grodd.
Gorilla Garage. That show on TLC where they fix up old gorillas.
You know what? One of these days, I'm going to get a call from DC Comics. Mark my words. It'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, we want you to write some sort of a strange tale story. And it'll be about a fictional DC Universe band called Gorilla Garage.
I like
and it'll
that.
Be about garage rock.
Yes.
Yeah. And it'll involve Gorilla Garage.
Mm-hmm.
And Garad. And other people.
Yeah.
Like Black Manta.
And Gorilla Gerard Butler.
You know what I love most about Black Manta?
What's that?
The Aquaman villain? He's black.
Yeah.
And God, really, DC? Come on.
And he cut such an imposing figure, too, with that giant manta head.
Yeah, but it's like that thing on like C-Lab.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, hey, Debbie. Hey, Black Debbie. It's like, why am I Black Debbie? It's like, because you're black. You know, it's like, oh, Black Manta. We should probably make him black.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is funny because it's like most comic book villains at that time, like Luke Cage
mm-hmm.
was like Marvel's first. Maybe that was Black Panther, but he was the first black superhero to get his own title.
Sure.
And of course, he was a former prisoner. Jailed, wrongly jailed.
Unjustly, right.
Unjustly jailed, yeah, but still a prisoner. So it's like, yeah. Oh, jeepers. Thanks, Marvel.
Well, for the reader, they had to frame it in a way we would understand.
Yeah. And so at least Black Manta was like a scientist.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like, you know, a street pimp was hit by lightning. You know, it's like, oh, wow.
I wonder if there
Jeepers,
was,
thanks.
If there was a pitch meeting and like you walk in and there's like a dry erase board and it just says like black man question mark and someone walks up, erases the question mark, puts TA at the end and collects money. They're like, thank God. Thank God someone came up with Black Manta.
Although the Black Panther, a king of the most technologically advanced country in mm-hmm. the Marvel Universe. So if a nerd's keeping a track at home, high five me later. What's the name of his country, David? Correct.
America.
Well, I was gonna say Wakanda.
Wakanda?
Yeah, that's it.
Where's that?
I don't know. Nowhere. Africa, dude. Africa, dude. Oh, this is what happens when I don't see you for too long.
Yeah.
The show is just a conversation about really stupid stuff.
That's fine. They'll catch up.
Wait, what's that? That's every show? Shut up, Tim. God, I'm so sick of her call screener.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even in the... He's like, you know, hanging outside right now. He's not even... Working yeah. the
he's trying to
phone bank, excuse
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Like trying to jimmy that door open. That's locked.
Yeah.
Forget it.
That's like the office.
Yeah.
Oh, 472-5667 472-KOOP if you want to call in and do stuff. So UT lost, huh?
UT did lose. And one thing that happened, I will touch on this real quick. I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but I heard about the congresswoman who got shot today.
Yes.
And her name was Gabrielle Giffords, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, thoughts go out to her. Hope for a speedy recovery and everybody who was injured.
Yes.
But
did anybody get killed?
Six people.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it's a terrible day. But the weird thing was, I was at a basketball game and I was completely out of the loop. And so it wasn't until like after the game when I checked Twitter. Like, that's where I get my news now. It's the weirdest thing. Like, I went on other news sites and kind of got vague stuff at best. But Twitter, of course, you know, they're first to market, but they're not best to market.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really like, it was watching, like you're reading a rumor mill as it happens. Like it was like, oh yeah, she got shot at some public appearance. No, she didn't. Like, yeah, she got shot in the face. I'm like, no,
uh-huh.
You know, like a bunch of different conflicting stories. But yeah, I just found it odd. And kind of, I don't know, there's a weird satisfaction that Twitter is pulling its weight. Like when Twitter first started, it was like, oh, I don't, you know, people aren't going to care what I'm eating. Or, you know, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. But like, you can use Twitter for good stuff, like getting information out there.
It's funny you should say that because I was driving, you know, up to Austin from SA,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh, there's like football today.
Right.
I should check that out because I'm curious about that. And it was like, raises Radio Sports Center, like, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the Arizona Bowl game that's tomorrow.
Right.
Is that the Fiesta Bowl?
Fiesta Bowl, yes, yeah. That is.
They're moving it a day.
Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
The Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. Sorry, Tostitos. They're moving it a day because of the shooting. And that's how I found out about it. Because the sports were like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, because of the shooting. I was like, oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
Shooting.
Yeah, to get away from that, I don't want to you know, make this sort of...
Oh, but yeah, about Twitter.
No, actually getting... I'm going to hook it back around.
Okay.
So yeah, there was... I had a weird moment after the game because I was like, wow, this happened today and I was completely out of the loop. Has there ever been a moment where you like stepped away and then came back and all hell had sort of broken loose? Like, what's the furthest you've ever been out of the loop?
I feel like a lot of times I catch up on stories like 3 days in.
Mm-hmm.
And that original article with all the information, like, I never get.
Right.
Like pick an accident. Oh, here's the first I've been out of the loop. That was that guy that killed his wife or somebody. He was, like, arrested, and he was, like, some murderer.
Okay.
And it was, like, a huge, like, you know, trial, not trial of the century thing, but it was, like, I don't even know his name.
Do you remember how long ago?
It's when you and I were it was your first shift at International Tomato.
Was it that Peterson guy?
Scott Peterson?
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott Peterson. And so I think I was at a pizza place eating mm-hmm. some delicious pizza.
Sure.
And it was like, Scott Peterson, he gets sent to jail? I think he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. It was like, Scott Peterson goes to jail. And I was like, who's that?
Mm-hmm. And, good.
Whoever I was with was like, what?
Yeah, that's a...
That's more of a testament to just how little I pay attention.
You know what, though? Good for you. I mean that, sincerely. Like,
thank you.
Because... I mean, it's awful. It's awful when anybody gets killed. But do you really need to know who Scott Peterson is?
Nope.
Not affecting you in any way?
No, it's not.
All right, then. It's really just helping Nancy Grace. Like,
oh, that Nancy Grace. Oh, my God.
I think
God.
She's a delight.
She needs to fall into a vat of plague.
Plague?
Yeah. You know how somewhere deep in the bowels of like the CDC,
mm-hmm.
they
right.
have a, you know... some strains of the plague isolated in case, you know, we ever got to wipe us all out or something. Like that book, The Stand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you will.
Oh, the novelization of the movie.
Of the TV miniseries starring Gary Sinise. Yeah. She needs to be pushed in there because she's awful.
Yeah, she is bottom five, I think. Oh, bottom 10.
People on the planet, maybe.
Yeah.
Non-murderers.
Yes, exactly.
Non-criminals.
Non-psychopaths.
That's another thing I love about SA is, of course, when I'm down there, I'm driving around and the Spurs are on. I'm going to listen to the Spurs.
Of course.
And the Spurs are on this like news talk channel there, like WAI 1200.
Yes.
But it's a conservative talk. And so it's like, you know, it's like, the Spurs are on the air. And then like, you know, we'll be right back. And then like during the Spurs breaks, it's like, I will lead you. Glenn Beck weekdays. It's like, people, America needs a leader. It will be me. Like, that's exactly a quote. He goes, I will lead. That's what he says. But yeah, I'm just like, oh, what?
Yeah.
And another time there was like an ad for Rush.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, love him or hate him, you have to admit he's right. I was like, no, I don't. Not at all.
No.
But guess what music it was playing in and out of it? Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Staunch Democrats, the Foo Fighters. I'm sure both parties love that.
Do you remember which song it was? Was it My Hero? Because he is.
It was... Look into the sky to see. What's that song?
Learn to Fly.
Yeah, that one.
Off of There Is Nothing Left to Lose.
Is it There Is Nothing or There's?
I forget. I wish I knew.
I appreciate the non-contraction, if that was indeed the case.
Uh-huh.
We'll send Tim to look it up when we come back from break.
Yes, let's take a break.
Let's take a break. We're going to hear off their 2009 album, Face Control. This is the Handsome Furs. That will be done. Right? Yup. More Mask going to after this. Oh, hey, we're back. We just heard the Handsome Furs with I Will Be Done off of the album Face Control. My name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hotta.
This is the Mascot Wedding Show 2K11. 2011, David.
Yes, this is the year we make apologies.
That's right. Actually, no. This is the year. Well, yeah, that's going to happen.
Well, I was just trying to think of a sequel to the year we make contact.
Oh.
That was the only thing I came up with.
Was there a sequel? I'm sorry. No, I remember when, what's his face, Arthur C. Clarke, like, wrote, because there's a whole bunch of those. There's, like, 2037.
Really?
Yeah.
man, I gotta read more.
And he wrote like the year 3001. Okay. And when that book came out, he's like, I finished a book. I want Stanley Kubrick to direct it. And be like, well, hold your horses, buddy. Like, that's pretty, like, my novel's done. Here's how I want the movie. Yeah. It's like, just write a screenplay then, jerk.
Yeah. But at the same time, I would probably do the exact same thing.
Well, yeah, I mean.
It's... Can't hold it against him. Especially when he already had one made.
Well, like... I mean, Kubrick, the guy loves sequels.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he was...
He wanted to start that Shining franchise.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, Spartacus 2 or Spartacus 3000.
Still Spartacan.
So, David, it's 2011.
Yeah, it is.
Right. And I wanted to debut a new segment.
Okay.
No, you like it. It's
okay,
a good segment.
Yeah, sure. I trust
And so, I mean, obviously, we like this radio show, and we want it to keep getting better.
Absolutely.
So we don't want to, like, you know, we have a lot of awesome people listening, especially during membership drive, that, you know, stand up and be counted. It's great. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to just, you know, like, we always are looking for ways to make the show better.
Sure.
And we talk about this a lot, but we usually talk about it off air.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it might be interesting to let the you guys, the listeners, in on some of these discussions about the show.
All right.
And so a new segment called Mac Improves the Show.
I
because
all right.
This is I'm trying to make things better.
Okay.
And so it's a behind the scenes look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sort of what we talk. I just think it would be interesting. I mean, you may think, oh, well, I mean, maybe that's off the air for a reason, but I don't see a lot of other shows doing this.
Okay.
And I don't know. And, you know, if you want to call in and suggest something, 472-5667. And so what I wanted to talk about now in this edition of Mac Improves the Show is I want to talk about our storylines for the coming year.
Storylines.
Yeah, because remember how, like, in, you know, 2010, there was a storyline. I mean, you know, we have, like, certain things, like, play out over the air. Like, your character, your last character arc for storyline, you play this, like, pompous windbag, you know?
Okay, let's say yes, but absolutely not.
Really? What do you mean?
Not playing a character. I'm just doing
me. You're definitely playing a character, because you're, like, always, like, real judgmental and, like, snobby about stuff on air.
No, we're just having a conversation. This is... Really? You think that's a character?
Well, I mean, it's off the air. You're just a normal person, but on the air, it's, like, real preachy.
Oh, right.
I thought you were, like, doing a thing, like, David in quotes.
No.
All right. Well, I tell you what.
We'll listen to the archives.
We can talk about that later.
Yes, we can.
I'm sorry. I thought you were doing a character.
Hmm.
All right. Well, here's some character, or excuse me, some storylines for 2011. I'm just going to run these past you. We can just talk about them, and you know, the listener will get a little inside peek.
Okay.
So one is, I was thinking we do like a jump forward in time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you remember when Cheers lost Shelley Long?
Yes.
And they came back and it was, what's that, Kirstie Alley?
Kirstie Alley, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like a year had gone by or something like that.
Right.
And Sam had sold the bar, which I was thinking that like maybe we could do that for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like we do like a, you know, we start the show next week and like a year has gone by and showtime.
Okay.
And I come like, you know, I come back after sabbatical and you're now in charge of the bar.
Show.
It's Joe, yeah. And like nobody likes it.
Uh-huh.
Like you've just run the bar into the ground.
Show, sorry.
You run the show into the ground, and like everyone wants me to regain control of the bar.
Sorry.
You know, and there's and like because you're doing like this awful job of running the bar by yourself.
Show.
Yeah, and but like you know, and I like what's happened to Mac over the last year, and like slowly we like over the course of the year you fill in the pieces. And then at the end, I would win control of the bar back.
The show.
I would control of the show back. And like that would, you know, there would be like jubilation.
That. Did you watch a lot of Cheers when you were in San Antonio?
I saw that episode of Cheers.
Okay.
You don't like that idea?
I don't.
All right. That's fine.
I don't.
Okay. Well, here's idea number two.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. I was thinking a little bit more big picture on this. Like, because David, as we as Americans, like, we don't have any enemies left, right?
No, we're in the clear.
I mean, like, the Russians, they're gone.
Bye.
We won Iraq, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I saw the banner.
Yeah. So, like, we don't have any... There's no more enemies.
No.
So, I mean, who is the dark force in our lives? It's our bosses.
Yes, okay.
It's that corporate structure.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you.
And who's the ultimate boss?
God?
Obama.
Oh, okay.
So what we do is we have, I was thinking we could get DJ Harris from the Graveside Service.
Yes.
Like
yes.
He could just stick around and he could play the station owner,
uh-huh.
Greg Kowapowitz.
Uh-huh.
And like, you know, he's like always after us because we're zany, you know, shock jocks, you know, right. Some our hardcore SJs.
Sure.
And like, you know, he's always like busting on us. We do like a little Howard Stern thing where we call him names. Uh-huh. Like, you know how Howard Stern used to call his boss like pig vomit?
Pig vomit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we call him like really gross and like, hey, dog ass. You know?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Nah, well, we can't. Okay.
Well, come on, we're SJs. In the story arc, we're hardcore SJs.
In the, okay, fine.
Okay. And
shock jocks.
But, yeah, but shock jocks, mm-hmm. yeah. But here's the thing. This is where the extra, you know, layer comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he, in this storyline, Greg Kwapowicz, he's just sort of standing for Obama.
Okay.
And so, like, he comes in and he's like, hey, guys, I want to talk to you about this new healthcare thing. It's Obamacare. And it's like, it's going to, you know, cost you all this money, not fix anything, right?
Whoa. Okay.
And, like, Greg owns co-op, but he was also born in Kenya. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Pretty good.
No, I don't think DJ Harris would go for this. And I don't really go for this. I think... I would rather hear your other ideas. Not very good.
I thought that one was golden. All right. Here's idea. There's another one.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is not a storyline so much as a segment.
Okay.
But it's recurring. Mm-hmm. The segment's called Put Them on the Glass.
All right.
So we go down to Sunken Valley, the community college, and we find 18 of the horniest
co-eds.
What?
Next.
I wasn't finished, though.
No.
There's a really good part. I think you'll like it. Are you?
Be very careful. No. Okay, just no. Next.
Oh, no. All right. Okay. Let me see here. Well, if you don't like that one, you're not going to like this one.
Oh, why would you even... Okay, never mind. That's fine.
Down one is just... That was for me. Okay, here's one. Okay. So, or you know how people like it on this show when we target other DJs and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, I'll pretend to go after John Ailey.
Yeah.
Even though, like, we're really good friends.
Yeah.
And, like, we hang out every weekend.
Of course. People should know that. But
yeah.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to go play croquet, weather permitting, at his house tomorrow.
Right.
You know, which was something we do every Sunday.
But on the show, it's the Chicago way.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. He's going to lose his radio privileges. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And I think people in the audience, especially with the phone calls we get, mm-hmm. Just think that they really respond to that. And so I think that what we're going to do is another idea for a story. This is sort of a segment, but it's another thing like we play out over the year where we go like, hey, co-op listeners, mm-hmm. maybe we can post this to the, you know, the message board or something. Name a show on co-op you want to see gone. And whoever gets the highest amount of votes... We try and take that person down.
Oh,
just like God. I'm talking like real hardcore psychological torture stuff.
Oh, you're not talking
like turn his friends and family against him,
like Ricochet.
Yeah, exactly. And he's got like nowhere to turn.
That's
or something
a
like that.
Bit much
like Spanish Prisoner almost. Well, I mean, he's not going to get him arrested. Well, I mean, we might. I don't know.
Well, hey, no. Why? Just because somebody doesn't like their radio show, we're gonna.
Well, it would be votes. So it'd be like a lot of people don't like it.
Oh.
Or they don't like it as much as other shows.
That's still, okay, fine. If you don't like the show, maybe we'll, you know, petition to have it taken off the air. We're not going to go to the mattresses.
No,
with these
but
people
would like it, I think. I think they'd like if we, you know,
we just
take someone on a call. Because, like, it's like physician heal thyself.
I don't think you're using that. Okay, anyway.
We slice them out.
I know what you're saying. But again, I think that's a horrible idea. I think right. That's really unfair to the. Person involved anyway.
Okay. No. All right. Well, here's a good, this is more of a, just a story.
Okay.
It just involves us.
Uh-huh.
So, this is something we'll do, you know, we'll do it in character
mm-hmm.
or something like this. I had the idea for a fictional city in Texas called, West Houston or something like that.
All right.
And maybe a lot of people who call in are from West Houston, you know,
okay.
not real.
Okay. Yeah.
And, it's slowly revealed throughout the year that members of your family are being killed off one by one.
That's
like in real graphic ways.
That's all. Why?
Well, hold on. Okay. And as throughout the year, it becomes like clear that the person who's doing it plays for the Miami Heat, the basketball team.
Right.
And then as the year goes on, it's like a murder mystery. Like we get a clue each week, and each week a different member of your family, like their body will be found.
I'm not comfortable with this. I mean, it's like, it's,
why aren't you comfortable? It's fake though.
That's my family we're talking about though. It's a weird thing to put in my head.
Well, I'll play, you know, we can have other people call in. You don't have to think about it. It's not real.
No, I know it's not real, but still, like, you know, my family listens to this show. How are they going to react when, like, hey, you got killed off this week?
So you don't think your brother Al would like it if we're like, hey, we found that guy's hands, but that's all we found?
No.
And it's like, oh, but, you know, it has, like, a basketball in it. What's going on there?
Who's killing the...
One member of the Miami Heat.
That's just so bizarre and kind of ghoulish. I'm not.
All right. Well, I was going to be Joel Anthony. I guess you don't care anymore. But that's what it was going to be.
Joel Anthony.
Yeah. He's a backup center, I think.
No,
right?
I got it.
Okay. Is he starting now? I don't remember anymore.
No, he's not starting.
Okay, here's another one that we do. All right, so the storyline this one is a co-op like really needs money, right?
Right.
And so this is my last idea. I hope you like it.
Okay.
So, and so we, the studio space, we say like, oh, we've had to rent it out to like various businesses. And so like each week we bring in like a Foley artist.
Right.
Like that guy, Buzzard Moron.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That local hooligan.
Yeah. That guy. No, I'm sorry, Moran. Buzzard Moran.
Yeah.
He'll come in and just like pretend to be these businesses. Like, you know, one week it's like just a person that like, it'll be in the other part of the studio.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll be doing our show, but somebody in the background will be like, chicharrones for sale, you know, or something like that. Or like, it'll be like a massage parlor, like another week. Like it's a different business every week. And sometimes it gets a little spicy.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Like that massage parlor is kind of playing for keeps.
Oh, I don't know what you mean. Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I thought you were talking about the chicharrones. Okay, wow. No.
And so like every week we're brought to you by a different business and then we like fake act out that business.
With
like one time it could be like a deer, like a rendering plant.
Okay.
Or the guy that like, you know, once you shoot the deer, it makes it into meat.
Deer processing.
Yeah, deer processing. Yeah. Like that could be it 1 week. Another week it could be like a campaign to get rid of Obama
again with the, I really don't see the advantages of doing this. I don't know what that's all about.
Well, that's it. That's all I have.
Well, look, I
so
don't,
which one is it?
I don't want, well, it's not any of them. I don't want to stifle your creativity.
Really, you gotta choose one. That's all I have.
What? I don't have to choose one.
Well, then what are we going to do for 2011? Now you do like the same character.
That's
Jerk David. Is that what, the same character?
I got a feeling Jerk David's going to come through. In 2011.
You know what? People did seem to like it.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad I could really bring it home.
They kind of responded, you know, just you being a real jerk all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you and I have been hearing different things, but...
No, people like the Valiant Mac character.
Oh, is that right?
Well, that's what I've been trying to do. Like, you know, like Goofus and Awesome is what...
Gallant.
Goofus
and Gallant.
No, its name of it is Goofus and Awesome is what I've been telling people.
Okay, so I guess I'm Goofus.
Well, Gallant, I guess I am.
Right.
That's kind of catchy, too.
Well, yeah, it's pretty catchy.
Yeah, I may start. Do you mind if I use that?
I don't mind.
I think I'll start. So let's just keep going with Goofus and Gallant,
you
then.
Use it however long you're left on the show.
Okay, so there you are. Mac improves the show. That's the first edition of the segment.
No.
Didn't work out the way I thought it was going to because I had... like a lot of killer ideas there. You didn't like them.
No, but listen, we're not doing this. We're not doing continuing with the Jerk versus Awesome or whatever you said.
We could talk about it next week. I'm gonna improve the show next week. I'm always working for the show, buddy.
Oh, you are. You're doing great.
You know, I don't think the people at home, they can see your face that you really mean it.
I'm doing, yeah.
Because you're sort of beaming at me right now. I appreciate it.
Oh, they're gonna wish they saw my face when the news reports come out.
Well, you're a handsome guy.
Well, thank you.
News reports. Oh, we're going to get some media coverage on the show?
That'd
be great. That'd be amazing.
Yes.
I'm hoping that. Well, I'll try and work it in. That'll be a future segment of Improves the Show.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we should take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
Speaking of, I need to go get a glass of water or something.
Parched?
Oh, super parched.
Mm-hmm.
SP.
Well, I didn't think the Gallant got thirsty.
Well, we're still, the curtain's still pulled back. Next segment, we'll slip back in our roles.
Yes. Tune in for the exciting conclusion of Jerk David.
All right. Well, is it me or you?
It's, I'll go me. Oh, yeah, I'll go me.
Okay.
Let's go with King Khan of the Shrines from their split LP, Billiards at 9:30. This is Annabelle, Warm Mascot Winning Show.
How is this?
And down the stretch they come with the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hatta.
Oh, my name is Mac Blake. What did we just hear, David?
We just heard King Khan and the Shrines from their split LP. King Khan on one side, Dirt Bombs on the other. That was Billiards at 9:30, and the song was Annabelle.
That's a killer lineup for a vinyl single.
Yeah, you kidding me? It's great.
How about that?
It's like that one time Reverend Horton Heat put out a single with the Super Suckers.
Yeah, right? Just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that. Was that like a novelty album?
It was.
It was a cover of like Johnny Quest.
They did a... I can't even think of anything. Yeah, it was.
Okay.
It was that. Oh, good heavens. Let's talk about... Let's go New Year's resolutions. Hey, Mac.
Hey, what's up, David?
So this is our first, I guess, proper show of the new year.
Yep. This is Masco Wedding, part of the Savage Saturday lineup.
Oh, Savage Saturday
lineup.
Yeah,
we're coming for you. The Savage Sword of Co-op.
I like it.
It will behead all that doth need beheadeth.
Yes. Roaming through the countryside like Visigoths.
By the way, I was at a Blockbuster.
I'm sorry.
No, exactly. It was depressing.
Which one? Can you name?
No, just in one an essay.
Oh, okay.
And, man, that is grim.
Have we talked about my idea for them to salvage whatever?
How? No, lay it on me.
Become, just sell catalog titles or just rent catalog titles. Because the thing about Redbox is that they have a very limited supply and they just go for new releases. And Netflix is great. This is an endorsement, but let's just say Netflix is great because they offer so much. Now, if Blockbuster were to find its way in the middle of that, not go after the people looking for the newest releases, but go after the stuff where you're like, hey, I haven't seen Steel Magnolias. Let's go to Blockbuster. They'll have it.
Yeah, that's kind of like the I Love Video model.
Yeah, exactly.
They carry the new releases, but they don't have like 80 copies of them.
Yeah, they'll never be as big as they were, but if you scale it back enough and just become like this boutique video store, you can still stay afloat.
Yeah, I don't know. They rent games and stuff. It's weird, but
they sell cardboard stand-ups.
They definitely have a lot of weird merchandise.
Uh-huh.
Like, here's a framed picture of Mickey and Minnie dressed like James Dean and Marilyn Monroe. Like, all right.
I think their complete undoing was Blockbuster Music.
Oh, that's right. That did not last.
Because they took all of that dumb merchandise and moved it into Blockbuster Video.
Blockbuster failed to anticipate. Blockbuster is a good lesson.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a business and you're that industry leader, your next job isn't how are we going to beat our competition. It's who's going to put us out of, like, what advancement or whatever.
Yeah.
What new trend or fad or, you know, new thing is going to put us out of business.
Yeah, you got to have court vision.
Yeah, you got to think about, like, you have to think what's going to put us out of business, and you do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Netflix came out, and they're late to the game, and then their thing sucks, is what everybody tells me. And then, like, they now have their own, like, Blockbuster Express, like, their own Redbox.
Uh-huh.
Just, yeah.
Have you seen any of those?
I've seen them, like, right across the street from Blockbusters.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Way to spread your coverage.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. If they had started doing some sort of like video on demand thing, which I think they have a deal with like TiVo, but who knows?
They do, but no one. Yeah, it's too late in the game. No one cares. That's a dead weight. I love that Sears is getting involved, though. Did you see that article?
What
in video on demand, video on
Sears
demand.
Sears is doing it. Of course that makes sense.
Of course it makes sense. They go after everything that they try. Man, they are the scrappers. Good for them.
Yeah, Sears is. I mean, department stores are definitely like weird things in terms of. You know, like, because department stores is like, I don't know how you can compete with like Target and,
right?
You know, well, I guess they have bigger selections of like, you know, appliances and that kind of thing. But like, yeah, I guess they're still, I don't know.
Well, departments,
it's like they, I feel like the competition for everything they sell is like tougher these days.
Uh-huh.
And so good for Sears for, you know, sticking their neck out or whatever.
Yeah. Department stores are definitely a relic of a bygone era. Like it's sort of, it hooked back around because a long time ago there were specialty stores. Very nice. There were specialty stores. You know, you would go to a hardware store, you would go to an appliance store, you would go to a clothing store. Department stores came along and said, let's put this all under one roof. And then people said, I don't want to do this anymore. So it's just this weird, it's like a time capsule, I guess. And if you ever go into a Sears, it's literally a time capsule.
But it's one of those things that just needs to get like rethought. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like you go to a lot of malls these days that are outdoors.
Yeah.
And it's like those are thriving.
Those are pleasant.
Yeah, pleasant. I feel like you're getting more of those and less of these like giant indoor malls, which are just like failing.
It's stifling. That I think people like the outdoor idea because it's like I'm not trapped in this tomb, this giant consumerism tomb.
Yeah, man. Because I malls and me did not used to get along, despite the fact that the mall has it all.
It's true.
Like you know, walking around the Domain, I'm not going into any of those stores.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more pleasant than. Being stuck in Highland Mall. Well, also the lack of gunfire
right.
helps, too.
I don't know. They sold the Macy's to ACC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for them. What's funny, there was this mall in San Antonio that went under Central Park Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was like, they should turn it into a college or something like that. So I don't know why, but I bet she'd be pleased with that.
Cuckoo! Way to go.
Hey, oh, slow down, Crazington. Hey, Mom, I didn't know you were part. I thought you were part of this family, not the Manson family. Ease up, Insaniac.
No, good for ACC and good for Highland Mall, but I was kind of hoping it'd be something neat.
Did you want to talk about, oh, like what?
I don't know.
Boxing promotion?
Something I would go to, yes. I was hoping for a Foxy Boxing. Well, it is right across from Sugars.
So, that's right.
Oh, that's a perfect, ow, I'm not going to bag on people who go to ACC.
As a member of a
just
person
dig a
who,
channel between Sugars and ACC.
A channel? There's no channel for it to be under.
There will be.
It could be a highway tunnel. A hunnel?
A hunnel?
Yeah.
All Thank right. you.
So in the 3 minutes we have before we got to get out of here, do you have a news resolution or something?
Oh, that thing. No, I was just going to talk about... have you ever like kept a New Year's resolution?
Yes.
Yes?
And I have, and sometimes they surprise me too, because mm-hmm. I'll be like... Oh, I want to make money in a way I've never made money before. Right. And they're like, it'll happen. I'll be like, I had no plan for that. I've kept New Year's resolutions. Yes. But they've been still. Yeah, I think I have. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't made one in the last 2 years, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's because it was one of those things like when you're a kid, you're told, oh, you got to make New Year's resolutions. So you'd make one and they're like, I want more toys or something.
Yeah.
And then you grow up and you're like, they're stupid. You hit that phase where it's like, I'm not going to make any. I'm just going to live a better life.
Uh-huh.
But this year, I decided to do something. I decided to keep a daily... It's not even a journal. It's just a book, like an outline of my day.
Uh-huh.
Just list, like... Because they tell you if you're overweight and you want to lose weight, keep a journal of what you eat that day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're horrible with money, keep a journal of what you spend that day.
What is the keep a journal of what you eat that day supposed to help you do?
It's supposed to actually... You can see what you eat and go, oh, that's a lot. And, uh-huh. oh, that's junk. Like, it really helps to sort of put it out there for you.
Yeah. Wait, how many times have I had Whataburger? Oh, brother. Yeah, that would be, yeah.
Yeah, so I've decided to keep a journal of, or like I said, a chronicle of everything, because I also want to have a more exciting life this year. And uh-huh. This has helped because, man, this is the big book of boring. Like, so far a weekend, it's just like, there's a lot of naps, and there's a lot of chocolate, and I need to do something about it. But yeah, I'm eerily excited about this journal, like this, that I'm keeping. Because so far, so great. I get to see my day. And so I was just wondering if you actually, like, how long before I turf out on this thing?
Well, you're talking about, like, oh, I'm going to need to live a more exciting life, including an extra hour a day of journaling.
Right, like, exactly. Well, that's why, like, I mean, it really is just a tick mark, and then I write a very basic, like, I had a bologna sandwich for lunch, and then tick mark, I went to the Texas game. Like, I'm not keeping a journal in the sense that, this guy was angry that day as the vaunted Texas Long. You know, I'm not doing any of that.
You know, it's funny. Like, I think this tied in maybe to something you were talking about earlier, but mm-hmm. like the
Redbox.
No. It was this Yellow Pages has an app, and it was like, stop. It was like, yeah, we'll help you find stuff. Stop clicking. Get on with your life. And it's like, because you know those like commercials where it's like, there's got to be a better way. Uh-huh. Like, that's phone apps now. Like, you know. Hey, you look up a phone number. You're like on your phone, like too hard.
Flip, flip, flip. Forget it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, there's a better app. It'll save you some time. Hey, we should get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Let's make way for Linda. Is it Linda? Let's.
I thought Dennis ran the clear spot.
Yeah. Oh, he did such a great job.
He was the best.
Let's get Dennis back.
Dennis.
No, sillies. It's Linda with the clear spot. Hot rock for your cold Saturday night, and then followed with Stronger Than Dirt.
Yep. For more information.
Right. My goodness.
About me and you.
For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook.
We're on iTunes.
I'm on Twitter.
Oh.
Throw that in there every once in a while.
We need to put that on the page.
That's right. We are on iTunes. Yeah.
I was thinking about making a New Year's resolution because AP Mike from The Best Show.
That's right.
Tweeted 2010 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking of going for the 2011.
Do it.
I will. That's going to be a whole lot of garbage.
I can't wait to journal about reading it.
We're going to go close the show with Throw Me the Statue, their song Lolita, off of the album Moonbeams. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Austin.